This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the radio waves, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
All right. So, Chris, you and I had a interesting night, to say the least, last night.
Yes. Did we ever.
For Thursday nights are my night off on the show. And this year, that Thursday night happened to coincide with 420, which is normally something that I attend in Concord, New Hampshire, where we have this mass smokeout right out in front of the state house. You came with me to that yesterday, and 420 was awesome.
Correct.
It went great. I would say there were. Did you guys talk about on the show much last night?
I think we talked a little bit about it.
You spoke, Daryl.
Yes.
I spoke. There were some great speakers, including Carly Garrick from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. And I got all that on video and all those videos. I'm going to have one video for each speaker that I'll release over time. But I'm working on sort of just like the overview with like little clips from each speaker to give you a taste of what it was like. It was great. The 420 this year was great. I would say attendance was up slightly from last year, although some people have quibbled about that. But nonetheless, I would say a solid 100 to 150 people attending on what was an overcast day that was kind of a threatening rain. It wasn't raining, and it didn't rain, but it threatened.
Correct. There was a news report that I saw, I forget which publication.
Concord Monitor.
Might have been the Concord Monitor, might have been the Union Leader, I don't remember. But they estimated about 60 people in attendance.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, that seems low. But regardless, it was fun. People came out. People got high. Nobody got arrested at the 420.
Right.
And, well, before we talk about people getting arrested, remember right when we got there, we heard discussion about, the cops are going to raid. They're sending in the Bearcat.
There was a Bearcat in the vicinity.
We had video until it was stolen.
It wasn't the Concord police that stole the video.
It's true, though.
Hold on. So somebody stole your video of the Bearcat driving up the road?
Yeah.
Well, they stole
that
his
happened
entire
at
camera.
The
they,
420
no,
rally?
Not no, at no, the no. 20 rally. It happened later on. But
the police. The police stole his camera later on when he got arrested.
Okay.
Manchester.
So
that's later.
Yeah,
much later.
The ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck we did see driving up the street, and I'm speculating based on the type of convoy that it was in, that they were just returning back to the police barracks from going on some training exercise.
Could be.
Because immediately behind where they were coming from is the National Guard facility.
Okay.
Would make sense that they would drive it down there to do some kind of training, because you've got to do so much training with the thing in order to meet the DHS requirements to keep it.
Or maybe they were coming back from or on the way to a drug raid or something like that. Maybe they were actually putting it to use. There are records of those sorts of things, so one who really wanted to know could probably submit.
The ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck that the city of Keene has only ever been used for training and suicidal people.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's they actually had a few vehicles that we saw besides the Bearcat.
Well, there was a cop who was sitting in an unmarked car, and I believe it may have been the same unmarked car that was behind the Bearcat.
Yeah.
So you guys had told us, because we went up in a sort of a convoy. Daryl and I were in one car, and then you and Jay Noon were in the other one. And you guys were behind us. You got a better look at, you actually got footage of the Bearcat, and then a black, was it sort of like an SUV kind of thing that was behind it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
that,
I think
that same SUV, or at least one that was very similar to it, was parked on one of the side streets next to the state house, and there's a dude that was sitting there monitoring things for a while. I noticed him after a while and went over, and he had a dog in the back. I'm like, not like your typical canine that you would expect, but more of like a pincher-looking dog. I'd never seen a cop with a dog like this. But it was definitely a cop. He had the spotlight thing and all black, looked like a cop. He sits there. I walk over to like a grassy area, which is right across from where he was sitting, and I pulled up my camera and just kind of leveled it at him and recorded him. And after a while, and I screwed up, actually. I wasn't recording that, so I thought I was. But either way, I was still pointing the camera at him.
Right, right.
And so he reaches down, and he grabs his microphone, and he says something into it, puts the microphone back down. And then by this point, I realized I had accidentally hit the button to stop recording.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I started recording again. That's when he then rolled the window up and then proceeded to pull away from his position. And he didn't come back from that point forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it only took about a minute to get this cop to leave because he was there for a while. And I noticed him finally, and I went over there. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to point my camera at him and see what happens. And he left. So I always like it when that happens. It really does show the power of the video camera.
Yeah, right. It does. You know, what's interesting is there was actually There's actually four vehicles. I don't know if you guys saw the other vehicle that was
the school buses. They were pretty, hard to miss, that were right in front of and right behind the ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck and the undercover police officer.
Okay.
Coincidence, or are they working with them?
Okay, that might.
I think it was all part of the same convoy, which is what makes me think that they were doing some sort of training.
Could be.
That would make the most sense. Nothing's happened in the last several years that these events have been going on, so I don't know why they would start doing it all of a sudden. But there was an interesting. You want to talk about the drone?
There was a drone that was present at the Concord 420, and it showed up right for the smoke time. It wasn't there much longer than 4:15, as I understood it. That's when one of the speakers pointed out that it was there. It was about 4:16, and it stayed. It kind of hovered there for the 4:20 countdown and the smoke out that preceded that or followed that, and then it kind of went away. And when I was looking at it, I felt like I saw blue and red lights, but I don't know. I can't see it in the video, so maybe I was just kind of imagining those. I don't know if it was
a red and a green light, which are standard lights that you put on things that fly in the air.
Are they? Mm-hmm. I have seen police drones with red and blue lights on them. But either way, I don't know for sure. And we didn't see anybody that was using a controlling device, obviously.
I don't know. I was looking, and I didn't see anything. Did you see anything? Were you there, Daryl?
I was there. I didn't notice anything.
So what I was thinking should be done, and I talked to Garrett Ian from Concord, one of the activists up there, about this. I said, what do you think about going to Concord PD and filing a Freedom of Information Act request of I would like all surveillance footage of the Concord 420 at the State House, because actually it'd be pretty awesome to get a drone footage, from that event. If it wasn't one of our friends that was doing it, it'd be nice to actually acquire that footage if it happened to be the police.
I bet they would deny the request as an active investigation.
They could. I bet that's what they would do.
Even if there really isn't anything going on, because they're not planning to do anything.
Or they might just do like what they did when I requested information on their application for the aforementioned ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck. And even though in the application they say, "Free staters, occupiers, and sovereign citizens present us with daily challenges," when asked for documents about those daily challenges,
they couldn't provide.
"We have no documents relative to your request." Then how the hell do you know there's daily challenges?
Yeah, exactly. So then there's more that came later with this Manchester DUI checkpoint that you and I went down to. And
there was only one arrest, and one person got a ticket, but neither of those had anything to do with someone being drunk.
So we kind of suspected that. Did you? Were you looking into it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I was figuring would happen. This is exactly the kind of case that it needs to be presented in the State House about why these checkpoints are bad. They're not.
Yeah, it could be prohibited at the state level.
They're not doing what they should be doing.
They're greatly regulated at the state level.
That's
true. And they currently require a judge to give permission to do it.
Yeah.
Which they generally do.
But if they're
ineffective. There is a way that you can get that evidence suppressed about, you know, the entire checkpoint being invalid because they didn't arrest anybody for a DUI.
Coming up, so you ended up getting arrested, Chris. You were the one arrest at the DUI checkpoint. Again, not for a DUI, but we'll tell you what it was about coming up. Also, Julian Assange, is he going to be arrested by the U.S. government? It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Also, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Great website. And whether you're new or you're an experienced Bitcoiner, Bitcoin.com's got something for you. If you're brand new, you can learn how Bitcoin works. What is Bitcoin? You know, start from the beginning. Bitcoin.com. In addition, if you're experienced or brand new, there is a forum there. And it's censorship free. So you go to forum.bitcoin.com to get interactive there. You can also buy your Bitcoin through Bitcoin.com. And there are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. And that's why Bitcoin.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can play games as well. Games.bitcoin.com. Go learn more. Get started at Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio, we are kind of recapping some of what happened yesterday. And, we were up, Chris, you and I, we didn't get back into Keene, New Hampshire from Manchester. There was a DUI checkpoint out there that we went to join some of the other activists to try to intervene with. We didn't get back until 4 a.m., and so I slept in today. I didn't get a whole lot done today. I've been working on the 420 video, and then I'm going to work on the checkpoint one where you get arrested.
Yeah.
So I really don't like talking too much about this stuff until we can point to it and say, hey, listeners, if you want to go watch this, you can do that, because right now you can't do that. But if you are subscribed to the Free Keene YouTube channel, then you will get to see this as soon as I put them online, and they won't be any later than likely this weekend. So that's going to happen. Maybe we can play the audio from your arrest on the air here. I'll have to run it through and check it and see. I don't think you cursed. I think you didn't curse, and I don't think the cop did.
I'm not a big cursor, like, period. So it's probably not likely that I did curse on him or anything of that nature. So I stood up to him.
Basically, you got arrested this last night for crossing the street. I mean, that's really what it all comes down to.
It was for filming. I mean, it was really for filming.
You think so?
I would say it's for filming.
Because we were filming on the other side of the street.
Sure. But the fact of the matter was that I was getting closer to them than they liked. They didn't like the fact that I was going in to investigate further. And, I didn't actually cross the street. I only went across half the medium.
Street.
Right. I never get close to any kind of investigation or police. This is something
Were you planning on staying on the medium?
Yeah, I never had any intention of crossing over all the way, because then I would have felt too close to the officers.
Right.
And while I was in my right under the Glick decision, to get very, very, very close, even potentially up to a foot within them, as long as I'm not interfering with the investigation. I did not do that, and I had no intention to do that.
But yet they shouted at you. They shouted at you to get back over there where you belong.
They had no right, and I told them that. I told them, I explained the Glick decision. I told them to go look up the Glick decision. They actually, I believe, committed a felony. I think
be charged with it.
I know they won't, but technically speaking, I believe they did, because they were made aware of. They were breaking the law, and they have no excuse now not to have been aware of the law at the time in which they made their arrest.
Well, their excuse is going to be that you were committing disorderly conduct.
The problem,
and that's what they've charged you with.
I need to see the video again.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
they confiscated yours.
They did. So, unfortunately, I would need to review the video again. But I believe they never. They stated that he issued me an order after the fact. As far as I was aware, I was not being detained at the time that they asked me for my name, and I did not want to give it to them. And I told them I would cooperate under the law, if I was arrested or whatnot. And then he said something about it being an order, but he was immediately arresting me. Therefore, I didn't even have a chance to provide
to comply.
Right. So he never actually gave me a chance to comply because he never made me aware that he was ordering me to do something.
Yeah, it was all very quick. As in a lot of these circumstances, the events transpire very fast, and it could be hard.
They didn't like me being there, and they wanted to hinder recording. And there's the other thing. This is why I'm saying that they were trying to hinder recording. The first thing he does before he does anything else, if I'm not mistaken, again, we have to watch the video again, but he grabs the camera and tries to break it.
Wow.
That's the first thing he does, I believe.
I mean, it'd be pretty hard to break a camera with your bare hands. But
he grabs the camera, and I say, "You're breaking my camera." Something to that effect, mm-hmm. anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, exactly, you know, what I need to find out is exactly if my memory is correct as far as the order of events and stuff. But,
gotcha.
But yeah, that's basically what happened.
It was your first arrest. It was also apparently the first arrest, according to a couple of the Manchester activists. They said that they've done a lot of these DUI checkpoint interventions over the last few years, usually like three, maybe four
yeah.
per year. And you're the first person, apparently, activist who's ever been arrested.
Because I was willing to step over this line that they perceive that exists, that doesn't really exist within the law, mm-hmm. under the GLIC, I can get very, very close. And it's my right to decide what my safety. So any act that they say, oh, it's for your safety or something like that.
That's what they're going to say. Yeah.
Right.
Well, we don't want you to get hit by a car.
No, that's not correct. It's within my right to determine my safety. There was no cars coming in either direction at the time in which I crossed at either end of the bridge. Therefore, I was perfectly safe in doing so.
So you're going to take this to trial is the plan. And right now they yeah. charged you with what's called a Class A misdemeanor in New Hampshire. And that does mean that you can get a jury trial on this unless, of course, they decide to reduce it to a Class B, which they frequently do,
yeah.
Just to prevent you from getting a jury trial. Because our friend James Cleveland, a former co-host who's sat in your very seat, had kind of a similar circumstance a few years ago when he was at the scene of a suicide here in Keene, was behind the building where this suicidal person was recording video, and a state police officer came up, told him, move back. You're in danger here. You need to move back. And he said, well, I feel like you did, like I can decide whether I'm in danger or not. Thanks for the advice. I'll go ahead and move back just, you know, to make you happy. I can move back. He went ahead and moved back. And then the same officer told him later that he needed to move back again, and James was like, no, I've gone far enough, basically. And then they arrested him.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about this whole situation is they've already been given notice to quit. So the whole...
notice to quit what?
Notice to quit harassing people filming these traffic incidents,
okay.
and so forth. So there's also a possibility there to reinforce all of these claims, and there's also a history of this of me going
of the Manchester police doing this,
yeah, and violating people's rights. Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think so. What they're going to say, and this is something that came up in James's case, to where there was the question about. So if the police officer tells you to back up 200 miles, you have to back up 200 miles. And the response was, yes, do what the police officer says, and then you can always challenge it later.
Ridiculous.
So they're going to say it's for your safety. It has nothing to do with the fact that you had a video camera, even though you know for a fact that it's
sure.
because you had a video
camera.
And
even if I lose, a lawsuit could still potentially succeed against them.
In theory.
If you can
yeah.
find someone who's willing to take the case.
Yeah, sure,
855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to talk about your 420 event. Where you live, and, you know, how was it? Good attendance? Everything work out? And what's happening in the states where it's legal? I imagine there's really probably, you know, just regular people having their own personal 420s and not bothering trying to, you know, stand out in front of the state house like we have to here in Concord, New Hampshire, where...
I don't know, because in the states where it's taxed and regulated, the public consumption is still illegal.
That's true. So there could be some things that are worth changing. But we got a long way to go. As you said, Daryl, at the 420 in your speech, you spoke as the chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party.
Yes.
You gave kind of a brief update on some of the legal changes that are coming to the medical cannabis program.
Yes.
But ultimately, what you advocated for, and what was nice was you weren't the only one of the speakers who advocated for this. You advocated for a complete depenalization of cannabis.
Correct.
Where it would be treated like, you know, any other vegetable or any other thing that you could grow in your garden.
Right.
You expressed that. Carla Garrick expressed a very similar sentiment, as did a gentleman with whom I was not familiar. I think his name was John, but one of the other speakers there who had like a brain tumor at one point, and marijuana
right.
has helped him.
The huge difference between depenalization and decriminalization, which, you know, most people are probably familiar with the term decriminalization, that still allows for civil penalties. So there are a lot of states to where, you know, there's no criminal penalties for small amounts. But you still have civil penalties. They still give you a ticket. You still have to pay the ticket. Now, there are some states to where, you know, if you don't pay the ticket, it's written into the statute that, you know, like they can't come arrest you for not paying. but it's still on your record that, oh, this person did not pay. It could wind up preventing you from renewing a driver's license. It could prevent you from, you know, any sort of thing that if, you know, the cops pull up your record or some government agent pulls up your record, they'll see it in there of, oh, you have this unpaid ticket.
Right.
So there's still a penalty. I don't think there should be any penalties.
And it was nice to hear that you weren't alone in that sentiment. And I think the larger we can get the call for that,
yes,
the better we're going to be off. Now, I don't have any expectation that New Hampshire is going to legalize without regulations. That's just what all the states do.
Right.
I even asked Caleb Dyer, who's the one libertarian state rep that is in the entire country. He's here in New Hampshire. There's a state
Correct.
Senator in Nebraska.
Correct.
But he's the only state representative who's an actual Libertarian Party member. And I asked him if he would be willing to sponsor a bill that would just basically end the criminalization of cannabis, just strike cannabis or marijuana or whatever they call it in the law, in the statutes, just to strike it. Because there's a hemp bill that's coming up for a hearing next week in the Senate, I believe,
yes,
that has already passed the House, that does that for hemp, that
right.
essentially
it,
just strikes it from prohibition.
It says industrial hemp shall not be considered a controlled substance.
Exactly. And so why not just do the same thing with cannabis rather than having a 20-page legalization bill with a bunch of stupid regulations in it?
There was a proposal a couple of years ago. Give me a moment to pull up what it was, but Mark Warden had introduced.
Really?
That would have just stricken the references in the criminal statutes to marijuana and somehow specified that, you know, like, this isn't considered a Schedule I under the federal schedule. So give me a second to pull that up, and I'll see what it did.
Let's go to your calls.
What did Caleb tell you?
Well, you know, he kind of told me what I expected, which was sort of the political answer of, well, that would have no chance of passing, so therefore, you know, he wasn't willing to
There was
to do
more
that.
Important stuff, is the way he phrased it. Like, stuff that's accomplishable is what he... Not more important.
Yeah, he wanted to focus on things
that
he could accomplish.
Yeah,
and, you know, I get it.
He's probably right, too. I mean...
Yeah, I understand. There's this game that is played in politics, and, you know, if you want to be a serious player, you got to play their game. But it would be nice if we had some state representatives who were just willing to put the principal bills forward.
Yes.
And just to see what happens. Like, what portion of the state house would go ahead and vote for that?
Mm.
And he did predict that he thought maybe about 100 of the state reps would vote for it. I think that's a good starting point. You know, that's a one quarter of the state house here in New Hampshire.
And
get the conversation started.
It would change, you know, it would change it. So the middle ground would move, right?
Yes.
And that's would be a good
the compromise.
To do it. Right.
The
right,
compromise
right.
point. Let's go to Patrick. He's in Bullhead City listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys, I just want to tell you it was a very successful night last night.
Wow.
We had no speeding. We had no speeding tickets. People were under the speed limit last night. And the only problem we had was at 8 o'clock they got a restaurant out here that goes half price shakes, and they sort of backed up the parking lot a little bit and overlapped into the streets, and that was at 8 o'clock. But other than that, boy, I'll tell you, it sure quieted things down out here.
What has quieted things
Where
down?
Where are you?
We know that from previous
Arizona,
calls that you're a police officer.
Yeah.
Oh, the 420 was quiet.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah,
in Bullhead City.
Yeah. It was quiet. I mean, it was people were minding the speed limits. It was hilarious. But the funny thing about
so what
it
you're
is,
saying is what you're saying is that, you know, with a bunch of people purportedly smoking cannabis, everything was totally fine, and people were even going below the speed limit
because there was less drinking going on.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
It was, you know, but yeah, you know, from what I've heard from other people, because we're pretty much on the border.
Mm.
We got three major states: Nevada, California, and
right.
Arizona. Right here, it was really relatively quiet. People who celebrated it, you know, because California and Nevada now are there. It was, you know, I'm sad. I'm really sad that you had such a negative experience with what you do. And I don't think officers nowadays have an idea of what and how to deal with things. You know, it's getting sad. I'm getting ready near retirement. I'm telling you right now, I just sort of hold my breath every time I go to work now, you know. But what you were saying, but yeah,
They shouted at Chris and treated him like a dog, just for trying to like cross the street, like any free human being should be able to do with their own wits about them to make an assessment of, oh, it's clear, I can go across this area of the street now, which is what you did. You checked to make sure the street was clear.
I looked both ways very clearly.
You crossed the street, and then what put you in danger was the shouting madmen who started coming at you. And, you know, you could have been, you stood your ground.
Always stand my ground.
But you could have, like, you know, been sort of, like, stumbled back into the street and then actually been hit by a car, you know, like if you were intimidated by them or something like that.
Yeah.
Were they challenging you guys?
I think they were looking for somebody to target, and I was the clearest target. And if it wasn't for the fact that he grabbed my camera and the way he grabbed it and tried to break it, I would say, you know, maybe he wasn't trying to target us. But that's clearly not the case. He was targeting the filming.
That's sad. It really is because. That's what I don't understand. I listen to you guys out there and every day, and, you know, it's sad. It really is, because
well, the way
that
a professional,
isn't the way we were taught.
Right. I mean, to me, a professional officer would either ignore the camera entirely or give you a nice wave and smile, you know, like one or the other. But to, you know, to make out like there's some sort of danger or that something needs to be done about this man with a camera standing in the median is just absolutely, it's absurd. Hey, Patrick, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate the report from 420 in Arizona. And the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE.
A full legalization of cannabis bill in 2013 was defeated 239-112. A tax and regulate was defeated 192-140 in 2014.
So not a huge difference there.
Mm. Correct.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Back to your calls and thoughts. We go to Liberty Lover. He is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead, Liberty Lover.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I was thinking about this earlier, about the Libertarian Party. It seems that they're bigger than they've ever been, but when you said that there were only one state representative in the entire country, I started thinking to myself, why hasn't the party had any real mainstream success?
Well, there has been, and then every time the party becomes successful, because Republicans and Democrats make the rules, they change them. So back in the 90s, there was actually a Libertarian caucus in the New Hampshire State House. There was a Libertarian caucus in the Alaskan State House, where there were people elected to those legislatures as Libertarians. And the Republicans and Democrats decided they didn't like the competition, so they changed the rules to make it harder.
Do you think another part of it might just be that a lot of the candidates for, like, governor and Senate and such just aren't very, you know, they're not putting themselves out there as much as they could?
Putting themselves out there? What do you mean?
I'm not sure I necessarily understand what you mean, but, you know, when you have to spend, you know, months and months and tens of thousands of dollars just to get on the ballot, then you're already starting at a negative to where, you know, the Republicans and Democrats, they start day one fundraising for the actual campaign while everybody else is fundraising just to get on the ballot in order to be able to start. It would be kind of like telling somebody that, you're not Usain Bolt. So to qualify for the 100-meter dash at the Olympics, you have to win a marathon first. And then as soon as you finish the marathon, that's when the 100-meter dash starts. Why doesn't anybody but Usain Bolt ever win the 100-meter dash?
Well, what was it that you meant by putting themselves out there, though?
You'd like to know what I meant by that? I mean, they don't ever seem to go out and actually talk to people, you know?
What do you mean? Like at the county fair or in on Main Street or
things like that? Yes, I never see any of the candidates actually organize events like rallies or anything like that.
I see them, but the media just doesn't cover it because the media, for the most part, is going to cover, you know, the major Republicans and Democrats. And Ian, you know a little bit about this because you've run for governor as a Democrat.
I did, yeah.
You sent press releases to the media, and then when they didn't invite you to things, they said, "Well, we never got a press release from you."
That's true.
So it's you think it's mostly the media that ignores them?
I think it's largely media ignoring people, and the fact that we have this, you know, first past the post, winner take all election system, then it drives people to, you know, basically look at elections as a horse race and, well, I'm going to get behind the horse that I think's going to win, not I'm going to get behind the horse that I like the best.
Are you referring to, like, how we use the winner-take-all system instead of, for example, ranked voting?
Ranked voting is absolutely horrible and confusing. Something that would be much easier to implement and understand is approval voting, to where you can, you know, mark off for everyone that you approve of. And if we had approval voting, Donald Trump, one, would not be the president of the United States because he never would have been the Republican nominee. And I say that with confidence because if you look at the opinion polls from when the early primaries were taking place, Donald Trump had an approval rating somewhere in the 30 to 40% range. Donald Trump was getting somewhere between 30 to 40% in those early primaries. There were other people that had 50, 60% approval ratings, but they were only getting 15 to 20% in the primaries because this vote for one. If you could vote for everybody that you approved of, then somebody like Ted Cruz, and I realize he's not any better, but he's not Donald Trump, likely would have been the nominee.
You think maybe that's why Ted Cruz seemed to do a lot better in caucuses, because you had to have a lot more grassroots support for those kind of things?
Well, the caucuses are also mostly party members, whereas a lot of the primary states, they allow people that might not be members of the party be able to just grab a ballot.
I'd like to answer your first question, Liberty Lover, about you know, why the Libertarian Party that you perceive is bigger than it's ever been. I don't know if that's true. I don't know what the membership statistics are compared to, let's say, the year 2000.
Well, the National Libertarian Party is saying that the membership is higher now than it's ever been.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we'll take that at face value and say that that's true. But that still doesn't mean that it's very big. It's still, you know, in comparison to the other parties, very, very small. And so one of the biggest problems, let's be honest, is that the libertarians that are running for office, a lot of them suck. And they are they are terrible communicators. They're like terrible ambassadors for the ideas of liberty. And the reason why you've got that circumstance is because there aren't a whole lot of libertarians to begin with. So your pool from which to select candidates is very, very limited. There's only, you know, if you only have, like where I'm from, Sarasota, Florida, where I was involved with the Libertarian Party there, that place has, you know, 10 times the population of where I live now. But yet we only had, like, no more than a dozen libertarians, and that's being generous. So let's just say 10 libertarians. It's probably about your typical Libertarian Party meeting in most larger, mid-sized to larger cities. Okay, well, now you got 10 libertarians, and so a bunch of them are weird, a bunch of them are autistic, a bunch of them are, you know, hard to get along with, they're hard to talk to, they're hard to, you know, they're not good at public speaking. And then, you know, it's time to run someone for office. And so then you only really get to select from, of those 10 people, whatever small amount of them is willing to put themselves forward for office. Because not all 10, you know, you might have some people that can speak well, but they might not be interested in running for office. Maybe they want to just, you know, work and do productive things with their lives. So you whittle down from an already very small pool of potential candidates to the pool of actual people who are interested in being candidates, and so you're whittling down, whittling down, whittling down, and then you get a bunch of garbage. And so that's one of the reasons why the New Hampshire migration
is so effective. Because, yeah, we've got some awkward, strange people within the liberty movement here. That's to be expected. But there are so many people here that we actually have a better ability to pick the better speaking candidates, the better looking candidates, the ones that are better able to connect with people. We have that ability here because we've concentrated activism. Libertarians everywhere else, they got no chance because their candidates suck and the media ignores them, as Daryl pointed out. And to some extent, it's okay for the media to ignore a, you know, bumbling oaf of a candidate who, you know, can't put two words together.
Well, you said what needed to be said, especially when it comes to presidential candidates, for example. I mean, I don't know.
Across the board. Now, there's no excuse for Gary Johnson to be the presidential candidate because there were so many other better options. Well, right, and that's another problem with the Libertarian Party is it's been infiltrated by a bunch of Republicans over the years, and they basically brought their people in to vote for Gary at the national convention, and they got it. Barely, but they got it.
I don't think that they – I really don't think that they represent the majority of their members in that case. I mean, I was ringing the phone for the Ohio Libertarian Party for months trying to tell them, you know, your delegates need to be going out there and voting for McAfee or Perry, you know, but for some reason – Gary Johnson won the majority of Ohio's delegates, but I appreciate the perspective, guys.
Hope that answered your questions. Thanks for the call tonight, Liberty Lover, which, again, is one of the reasons why everybody who's a libertarian needs to start planning to move to New Hampshire right now. Now, I realize that not everybody's going to do that, but, you know, it'd be nice if 5% of them. It'd be nice if we could get 5% of the libertarian population of America and beyond that and the globe to move to New Hampshire, because we're already having success here. We've already got libertarians who are elected, not just party members, but people who are principled liberty-minded people running as Republicans and Democrats as well. We've got those people. They're elected. Most libertarian parties across the United States can't claim to have elected anything higher than dog catcher, if anything at all. So you want to be effective? You got to move together with other people. And this is not just, you know, not just for libertarians. I'm talking about voluntarists, anarcho-capitalists, you know, freedom-oriented Bitcoiners. We need all those people to really start planning the move here. Don't you think, Chris?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've already had lots of successes from guns and drugs.
Guns, yes, yeah. And guns, drugs, slowly, but
some progress on drugs and Bitcoin. Certainly, we seem to be having progress on Bitcoins, and we also have had progress in the courts. You know, in terms of freedom of the record and things of that nature.
It happens. You can have progress when you have the concentration to have an effect, to have an impact.
And I think we've done that already to a large degree.
We've been called the single greatest threat to the state, and that quote's 5 years old at this point.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get better as more people come here. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.